USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Devastating flooding predicted in New Orleans and elsewhere as Barry's unrelenting rain poses the most peril to the millions in its path this weekend. Governor John Bel Edwards has this advice.
Nobody should take this storm lightly just because it's supposed to be a Category 1 when it makes landfall. The real danger in this storm was never about the wind anyway. It's always been about the rain, and that remains a very significant threat.
Will President Trump's confirmation of immigration raids starting Sunday jeopardize the operation? The president says the raids on illegals have never stopped, and he tells supporters in Wisconsin he blames Congress for not trying to solve the problem.
If they worked 1/100th as hard on immigration, it would be solved in about 15 minutes. It's just a waste of time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump in Milwaukee pushes for the USMCA, a new trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The president says he backs domestic businesses and their employees.
To ensure that all citizens can thrive, the modern economy as we know it, and it's really gotten modern, we also launched the Pledge to America's Workers. I'm thrilled that Lockheed Martin has committed to providing apprenticeships and workforce development opportunities for 8,000 of our great citizens. Thank you.
The president calls on Congress to approve the agreement, bashing previous administrations for their stupid years of trade policy. The House has overwhelmingly approved a bill ensuring that the Victims' Compensation Fund for the September 11 attacks never runs out of money for first responders. The Senate is expected to vote in a few weeks. A former Arizona sixth grade teacher, 28-year-old Brittany Zamora, was sentenced Friday to 20 years in prison for having sex several times with one of her 13-year-old male students. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
India is looking to take a giant leap in its space program, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Hoping to solidify its place among the world's spacefaring nations with its second unmanned mission to the moon, this one is aimed at landing a rover near the unexplored south pole of the moon. The Indian Space Research Organization planning to launch the spacecraft using homegrown technology this Monday, and it is scheduled to touch down on the moon on September 6th or 7th. The $141 million mission will analyze minerals, map the moon's surface, and search for water. It will boldly go where no country has ever gone before, according to an ISRO statement. I'm Chris Barnes.
New York auction house Sotheby's has announced a sale of 100 of the world's rarest sneakers, including a handmade 1972 pair, expected to sell for up to $160,000. Noah Wunsch.
The Nike moon shoe, which was hand-created by Bill Bowerman, one of the co-founders of Nike. These are some of the rarest sneakers in the world. You will not be able to find another pair in this pristine condition. The starting bid on that shoe is $80,000, and the low estimate is $110,000.
Only a dozen Nike moon shoes were ever made. A member of the U.S. women's soccer team, Allie Long, had her wedding ring, cash, and a key to New York City stolen from her luxury hotel room in Los Angeles while she and her husband were attending the ESPY Awards this past week. New York's mayor says he'll give her another key to the city. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.